Gemara says in Brachos, the pyramid base, Abelozer cholash, Abelozer was sick, about to die. Ola gabe Rabbi Yechanan went to visit him. Chose de have koboche. He saw Abelozer was crying. Omalei, Omalei, he saw Abelozer was crying. Omalei, amai kobochis. Why are you crying? Imishim teure de leefshis. If you guys didn't learn enough Torah, Shanina, we learned the Mishnah. Echad amar bevechad amamid, buvachi chavim libel hashemayim. You just have to be chavim libel hashemayim. Whether you learned a lot or learned a little, it's not up to you to accomplish. You just have to try your best. Imishum zayne, you don't have panose, you're living in poverty. Leikolodim zoich lishnei shulchonos. Not everybody is zoich to have olam hazeh and olam habo. Vimishum bone, because you don't have children, then garmo dasiro bir. This is the bone of my 10th son. I lost 10 children. You see that you can carry on even though you lost children. Omalei, Abelozer said to him, Lahishufre de bole ba'afro, go bechino. I'm crying over this beauty that's going to waste away in the earth. I think it refers, Abelozer refers to himself. Oh, Shaka Vitar is about Abelozer. Alhaik, Shufri the Bolabat, I'm crying because I'm so beautiful and I'm going to have to waste away in the earth. Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan said to him, Aldo Vade Ko Bochis, you have a very good reason for crying. Uvochu Tavayu, and then they both cried. In other words, a person doesn't have to cry because he can accomplish more in Torah as long as he tries. Doesn't have to cry because he lived a life of pain and suffering. Not everybody is zeche to have panose. But to cry because ha'ishufri the bula ba'afre, because beauty is going to waste away in the earth. Aldo avari ko b'china. That's a reason to cry. Bochu tavayu, and they both cried. This is the Chazal that came to mind when I heard the Ptira of Moshe Shapiro Zechon Levocha. The Shufre, the Bula Ba'afre, the perfection. The person was perfect in so many areas. Intellectually, he was blessed with a tfisa, a grasp, a memory. If you remember everything, you have to be careful to quote a chazal in his presence, because if you made a mistake in a word, you said hi instead of ha, he would correct you. He knew everything by heart. You started any pasuk in Tanakh, he could finish it. Any gemara, he finished it. I once asked him, where's the particular god that says this? He said, oh, that's a hakdomet tikkuni zoya. Everything, you know everything by heart. Such a perfection intellectually, and a perfection in speech, such eloquence, such, knew how to, every word he expressed was measured words, so articulate. And then physically so beautiful, a charisma, the way he looked. Every hair in his beard was so ordered and so in place, and his eyes and his nose and his face. Perfect human being. Intellectually and speech and physically, and besides emotionally, how he cared for others. As a person, I just heard about Shuva that didn't have a place to live and live with him. He took him into his house. He lived with him for 16 years. Emotionally rich, could share someone's pain, could share someone's happiness. Al hay shufre, the bole ba'afre. We all have to cry over the shufre, this beauty that's now wasting away in the earth. We're losing this beauty in our world. I got a telephone call right after the p'tira from someone in Eretz Yisrael. He said to me, "You knew him for over 40 years. Tell me, it says in Raya from Chazal that when a person dies, it's possible to take some of his midas, his attributes, and to adopt them. So, what attribute, tell me, what attribute do you think of as a Moshe that I can adopt?" That's what he asked me. I told him, "I don't know. I don't know. Because the attributes that he had are not something you can adopt. I'm going to tell you to adopt to being a genius, to adopt to be a beautiful person with charisma, to have eloquence of speech. How can you adopt that? You're born with that. You can't adopt it." But then later, I thought to myself, yes, there's something to adopt. There's a chazal. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that we read on Tisha B'av. Al yisalel chacham b'chachmasoi, al yisalel gibor b'vuasoi, al yisalel ha'ashir b'ashroi. A wise person shouldn't pride himself with his wisdom. A strong person shouldn't pride himself with his strength. And a wealthy person shouldn't pride himself with his wealth. Kim bezois yisal ha'mishal, Yirmiyahu says. Only one thing can a person be mishal. Haskil v'yodea oisi. By knowing me, by being smart and knowing me. Ki ve'elech ha'fatzni num Hashem. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, in Pirkei Avos, it goes on the pasuk, Kim zois yishalel ha'mishalel. Someone who wants to pride himself should pride himself. What does it say? Yizois mishalel, yishalel, mishalel. It should say, Kim zois yishalel. You don't pride yourself with wisdom or with strength or with wealth. You pride yourself on knowing Hashem. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Kim zois yishalel, mishalel. If you have, if you mekayim haskel v'yadoa isi, then you can pride yourself on the rest of them also. On the wealth and the wisdom and the strength. If you use all of those to know Hashem more, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're allowed to be mishalel. Ki bezois yishalel ha-mishalel. The one who wants to pride himself with these other things can pride himself if he's haskel v'yodea isi. And this is what we can adopt from Moshe Zichron Livracha. All of his talents, his perfection, he used haskil v'yodea isi. If he understood Torah deeply, and he knew all the goyim k'sovim, and he knew Zohar and Tikkun HaZohar, and gave shiurim in Leshem Shavoy v'Achlomo, if you knew all of that, but because of that, he was different. He changed. He made a part of himself. It wasn't just yedius. It all became part of haskel v'yodea isi. His davening was with such a concentration, with such an avoda. I used to daven next to him. A minyan at a certain time, a certain period. His davening was a kavonah. What he understood in Torah was the way he acted. If he had an insight into Benon Lachaveri, he acted with Benon Lachaveri. The Haskel V'yodea Isi permitted him to be mishala with his talents. His Koyach of Dibur, his articulacy, was something that he used to be mekarav people to Yiddishkeit, to bring chokhmah, to bring machshava to the world. He elevated all of Eretz Yisrael, all of the world, with his shiurim, with his mamorim, a mahalach he got beiker from Yitzhak Kutner Zechon Levrocha. That was, I think, his Rebbe, I would say. Yitzhak came to Eretz Yisrael. He learned what he used to learn with him. He was mamshich, is mahalach, in machshove, and taught hundreds, thousands. People flocked to his shiurim. I would say most of them didn't even understand him, but they flocked. Because when he spoke, you saw an undercurrent, an overtone of godless of Torah, of the greatness of Torah. You saw the unbelievable connections of different parts of Torah. Yisaitis, he got from the Gro, from Tzadik, from different Tzvoim, and his own Chidushim. But you saw the interconnectedness of all the Halakim of Torah. And even in his Shiurim and Halacha, you saw that. So how a Pshat in one Gemara is only based on another Pshat in another Gemara, and Rishonim are based on the same Rishonim in another Masechta. Global approach to Torah, you saw the complexity of Torah unraveled before you. And this is why he was the father of the Israeli Tshuva movement. It was a time in Israel when all the leaders of entertainment world, intellectual world, were becoming Bali Tshuva. It became so threatening to the government that they began a campaign in the newspapers against it, the government against it. They were afraid. It was becoming popular to be a Bal Tshuva. And who stood at the forefront of it all? Moshe Shapiro, Chayim Levocha. He didn't go out and recruit people. People brought thinkers, artists, professors to his shiurim. That's all. They heard his shiurim. They saw what Torah is. They saw how Torah explains the essence of a human being, how it tells us what makes a human being tick, and how Torah is important for becoming a human being, and how the rest of the world is sheker. It doesn't serve anything but man himself and causes him down a path of failure. Bali Tshuva, Uri Zohar, and others, it became through Moshe Shapiro, where he was a very important influence, and there are others maybe involved also, but a very important influence. That Amunah is the Amunah that he had in Torah. He transmitted the Amunah he had in Torah. Torah was emes. Everything in Torah Shabbat Peh was emes. A few years ago, there was a young man that wrote a book where he questioned the veracity of Chazal. It's still, echoes of that book still exist nowadays, in that time. And there was Rabbanim came out and said, it's also to say that. Also to say Chazal are not accurate. What's written in Chazal, what they say, they don't know, they say what they don't say. It's a raya, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's emes. So there was a Talmud Chochem that wanted to find out what's the right day. He made an appointment with Rav Moshe. He met him after Tfilah Kavasikin. He didn't see people. Made an appointment to meet him after Tfilah Kavasikin. Well, he was taking a walk, I think, about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he met him and he started asking him, what about this guy's argument about certain statements of Chazal about the world, natural world, are not true? Or is that day okay? So Moshe looked at him and says, what? Torah Shebaal Peh has mistakes in it? How could Torah Shebaal Peh have mistakes? The person just realized how stupid he was. I didn't pursue the conversation anymore. And from then on, became a misnagid of that shita, of that book that was written, because it's so obvious. This is Teresh Ba'peh, Gemara is Teresh Ba'peh. This is the maskon of Teresh Ba'peh was given to Sinai. Teresh Ba'peh has mistakes, because he never found a mistake in all the complexities and the connections of Kabbalah to Halacha, in all of his learning, Fakert, everything he learned made it greater, made it deeper. I'll say that you can tell a person, you can recognize a person by his nose. If someone dies and his nose decomposes, or it's cut off or something, you can't be made on a person's partsuf without his nose. Halacha. Yeah. This halacha is connected, the Vilna Gaon, it connects it to so many other inyonim. The fact that Vayibach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, that man was had the life blown into his nose. Yeah. The nose is Vayorach Ezreach Nichreach, Hashem smells the Reach through Kaviyochel, his nose. Chora api, anger comes through the nose. Connections in other levels of learning that all come from the same idea, the aloche and the other ideas are all connected. Someone who's constantly in connection, constantly revealing, understanding the complexity, that, which can only come from the Rabbeinu Shalom, only can come with Ruach HaKodesh, can have sfeikas about Teresh Ba'al-Peh. I don't understand something, so I have to break my head and try to understand it. Understand what's a moshul, what's true, what's exact, what's pshat. I have to break my head. But to go around and be misupik and chazal and gaivedik say, they didn't know, they went with the science of their times and they, all these statements, the gaivedik statements, people are maratzim, they never learned in yeshiva in their lifetimes, don't know one mesechta, never learned anything bi'iyun. These people are judging Teresh Ba'al-Peh, chazal, akadeshim. That's, to him, what shaykh to argue with chazal. He saw before his eyes. He saw Har Sinai given with Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh Ba'al-Peh. That's what he was able to transmit to the Bali Tshuva and to the Shiurim that he gave. You saw, that's why people flocked to it, because they saw how deep Torah is. They saw the emeskite of Torah. That's why he was mashpi on the dur more than anyone else, probably. He never had a position, the last 30, 40 years, never had a position. Once he was a magid shir, we were together in a yeshiva. But he didn't have a yeshiva, he didn't have a shir. But he had so many talmidim. He gave 10, 20 shiurim a week. Secret, never wanted anything public. Everything is private, he's a very private person. Never looked for COVID. Never looked for any position. He didn't want to be invited on any councils, on any mu'etzes. He wanted to sit and learn by himself. He never answered the phone. Sat in his little corner in a small apartment with a gemara and a picture of the Baal HaLeshem in front of him, a small little snapshot of the Baal HaLeshem. That was his idol. The Leshem of Shlevach Moloma, that the they say that the last true Mekubal was the Leshem Shlevach Loma, that the Chofetz Chaim, they say, learned Kabbalah from. That's what he had inspiring him in front of his face as he learned. And Odom Godel, with godlistic imides and godlistic koiches, it's a terrible loss. Terrible loss to hundreds of people that went through shiurim. It's a loss to the ones that didn't understand them. Sforim were written of his shiurim, some without mentioning his name, some mentioning his name. Half of them don't understand what he's talking about. The other half understand. It made a tremendous impact on the world. His shiurim. What a loss it is to the world. A loss at the level of understanding what Chazal is. And besides, his yediyah in halacha, yediyah in shas, he wasn't someone that, some of these people that they learned zoya, that's it, that's all they know. He knew shas, he knew halacha, he knew to connect the Gemara with the Kabbalah, like the Vilna Gaon. Hayshuv with the Bola Ba'afra, such a beauty is Bola Ba'afra. But it's a beauty that was Haskia of Yadua Oisi, that he used to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to teach the Torah to Am Yisrael. It'll never be, such a person can never be replaced. Can never be replaced. Valda Avdin Lamishtakhin. It was a matona to the door. And I always thought that it's a taina to the world. While he was alive, why don't they make him some kind of official leader, official? He should be recognized as a Gedoli Ador. But he didn't want to. That's the Iker. He didn't want to. He wanted to sit on his table, at his table with the Leshem's picture in front of him, not answer the phone and not be bothered. Just when he had to go out to say shiurim, that's all he wanted. To enjoy the Torah, to enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say to mankind, to revel in it. He reveled in Torah, he enjoyed it. That's what he wanted to do. He didn't want to take any public office, even any yeshiva. He wanted to be a private person who delved into Torah and taught that Torah to others, whoever wanted to come. He never forced anybody to come to him. He never talked anyone into coming to him, but they all ran to him. Everyone came like a Pied Piper. Everyone who knew him ran to his shiur and ran to have a shekesha with him. Dosidos, it's Chaval da Avdin. What's lost, and we don't find it. And Chabal, Alai Shufri de Bole Ba'afre, this beauty, it's wasting away in the ground when it could have such a hashpoh in the world. Such a hashpoh. Bila Moves Lanetzach, Mocha Adonai Elohim Dimo Malkoponim Nemar Amen.